Now, when two people become members of a church, we'd say they
join the church.
In church, we pray to
God.
And the preacher delivers a
message.
Or maybe
a sermon.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you might hear someone say, I go to church to hear the sermon.
Calls you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else might say, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
prayer.
Or maybe the
songs, the soloist, the music. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if he liked it, he might say, the music is really
good.
Now, the enemy and opposite of God, we call the
Satan.
And are there,
or the devil.
Are there joking names we might use, especially maybe to children?
Oh, the boogeyman will get you. Mm-hmm.
And we might say to someone, if we're really mad, you're mean as the old
devil.
Now, what is it people think they see at night, sometimes around a graveyard? It scares them.
Ghosts.
Sometimes there's in a town, sometimes there's a house that's supposed to have these things in it.
And it's haunted.
Yeah. Now, a few weeks from now, you go outside one day, and somebody might say, better put a sweater on, it's getting
cooler.
Yeah, somebody wants you to go somewhere you don't really want to go. You say, I'll go if you insist, but
don't want to go. I'd rather not go. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say to a friend you ran into that you hadn't seen for some time? You might say, I'm
glad to see you.
Yeah, somebody owns about maybe 500 acres. How much land would that be? Say he owns
Well, it isn't a section. You mean the
Wonder if you could say something like good deal or right smart, how you would refer to it sort of casually.
Oh, he has large acreage, I guess.
Okay. Somebody reports something rather shocking to you. And you're a little bit upset. You say, would you say something like, why the very idea?
Of that?
Or
yeah.
The idea?
Yeah, you probably would.
And when you meet someone in the course of a day, by way of greeting, you might simply say,
hello.
And if you were going to ask about their health, you'd say,
how are you today?
And meeting a stranger, you would probably say, if you're being fairly formal,
how do you do?
And to a visitor, if you've enjoyed their visit, you might say, come
to see us again. Come again.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would people say around here on Christmas to each other?
Merry Christmas.
Will they ever use the phrase Christmas gift?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, if you say it before anybody else says it in the morning,
mm-hmm.
it means that you've got them and they're supposed to give you a gift, but literally they don't.
What was it, honey?
When you, on Christmas morning, and you say Christmas gift and we say New Year's gift on New Year's morning, what does it mean?
What do you say it means?
Well, that you get them, that the terminology means that you give them a gift or you have said it first to them. It doesn't actually mean that you give them one, but you just were the first
to
say.
More of a greeting.
Yes.
But you kind of joke about that.
Yes. It's something like you want to get, say that first to somebody, and if you get up and make the coffee first, we'll...
And you say, I got you first.
I got you first, uh-huh.
So the first one up, sort of,
mm-hmm.
is an advantage. Okay, somebody's asked you to do something, and you're not sure whether you'll have time or not. You say, but you're fairly certain you will. You say, well, I...
might be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you need to go to town, to go to the stores, you say you have some